Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything. By Joshua 4. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything is a book by Joshua Ford that explores the science and art of memory. Ford begins by recounting his experience at the 2006 U.S. Memory Championship, where he competed as a journalist. He then delves into the history of memory, from ancient Greek and Roman mnemonic techniques to modern memory research. He interviews memory experts and champions, and explores the various techniques they use to remember vast amounts of information. He also examines the neuroscience of memory, and how it can be improved through practice and training. Ford then applies the techniques he has learned to his own life, and discovers that he can remember more than he ever thought possible. The book is an entertaining and informative exploration of the science and art of memory, and how it can be used to improve our lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Memory techniques can be used to improve memory. Memory techniques, such as mnemonics, can be used to improve memory and recall. Ford explains how to use these techniques to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 2. Memory competitions are a real thing. Memory competitions are a real thing, and Ford explains how he trained to become a memory champion. He also explains the techniques used by memory champions to remember large amounts of information. Main idea number 3. Memory is a skill that can be trained. Memory is a skill that can be trained and improved with practice. Ford explains how to use memory techniques to improve memory and recall. Main idea number 4. Memory is a form of storytelling. Memory is a form of storytelling, and Ford explains how to use stories to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 5. Memory is a form of creativity. Memory is a form of creativity, and Ford explains how to use creative techniques to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 6. Memory is a form of play. Memory is a form of play, and Ford explains how to use games and puzzles to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 7. Memory is a form of art. Memory is a form of art, and Ford explains how to use visual techniques to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 8. Memory is a form of exercise. Memory is a form of exercise, and Ford explains how to use physical activities to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 9. Memory is a form of meditation. Memory is a form of meditation, and Ford explains how to use mindfulness techniques to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 10. Memory is a form of self-expression. Memory is a form of self-expression, and Ford explains how to use personal stories to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 11. Memory is a form of communication. Memory is a form of communication, and Ford explains how to use conversations to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 12. Memory is a form of collaboration. Memory is a form of collaboration, and Ford explains how to use group activities to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 13. Memory is a form of exploration. Memory is a form of exploration, and Ford explains how to use travel and exploration to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 14. Memory is a form of problem solving. Memory is a form of problem solving, and Ford explains how to use logic and reasoning to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 15. Memory is a form of organization. Memory is a form of organization, and 4 explains how to use categorization and organization to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 16. Memory is a form of analysis. Memory is a form of analysis, and 4 explains how to use analysis and synthesis to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 17. Memory is a form of synthesis. Memory is a form of synthesis, and 4 explains how to use synthesis and integration to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 18. Memory is a form of intuition. Memory is a form of intuition, and 4 explains how to use intuition and insight to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 19. Memory is a form of imagination. Memory is a form of imagination, and 4 explains how to use imagination and visualization to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 20. Memory is a form of connection. Memory is a form of connection, and 4 explains how to use relationships and connections to remember information more effectively. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Memory techniques, such as mnemonics, can be used to improve memory and recall. Mnemonics are memory aids that use associations between easy-to-remember constructs, such as rhyming words or images, and the information that needs to be remembered. For example, the phrase, "Every good boy does fine," is often used to remember the notes on the lines of a treble clef staff in music, E, G, B, D, and F. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Ford explains how to use these techniques to remember information more effectively. He explains how to use mnemonics to create vivid mental images that can be used to recall information. He also explains how to use the method of loci, which involves associating information with specific locations, to remember lists of items. Ford also explains how to use the technique of chunking, which involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable chunks. This technique can be used to remember phone numbers, addresses, and other long strings of information. Finally, Ford explains how to use the technique of spaced repetition, which involves revisiting information at regular intervals to help it stick in the memory. Main idea number 2. Memory competitions are a real thing, and Ford explains how he trained to become a memory champion. He details the techniques used by memory champions to remember large amounts of information, such as memorizing the order of a deck of cards in a few minutes or memorizing hundreds of random words. Ford explains that memory champions use a combination of visualization, association, and repetition to remember large amounts of information. He also explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as the method of loci, to remember large amounts of information. By using these techniques, Ford was able to become a memory champion himself. Ford also explains the importance of practice and dedication when it comes to memory competitions. He explains that memory champions must practice their techniques regularly in order to stay sharp and competitive. He also explains that memory champions must be able to stay focused and motivated in order to succeed in memory competitions. Ford's book provides an in-depth look at the techniques used by memory champions and the dedication and practice required to become a memory champion. Main idea number 3. Memory is a skill that can be trained and improved with practice. Joshua Ford, author of Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, explains how to use memory techniques to improve memory and recall. He explains that the key to improving memory is to create vivid mental images and to associate them with the information that needs to be remembered. He also explains that it is important to practice these techniques regularly in order to improve memory. By using these techniques, Ford was able to become a U.S. memory champion in just 1 year. Ford also explains that it is important to create a memory palace, which is a mental image of a place that is familiar to the person. This place can be used to store information that needs to be remembered. He explains that it is important to create vivid images of the information that needs to be remembered and to associate them with the places in the memory palace. By doing this, it is possible to recall the information more easily. Ford also explains that it is important to practice these techniques regularly in order to improve memory. He suggests that it is important to practice for at least 15 minutes a day in order to see results. He also explains that it is important to break down the information into smaller chunks in order to make it easier to remember. By using these techniques, Fo was able to become a U.S. memory champion in just 1 year. Main idea number 4. Memory is a powerful tool for storytelling. It allows us to recall events, people, and places from our past, and to share those stories with others. In Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Ford explains how to use stories to remember information more effectively. He explains that the human brain is wired to remember stories better than facts and figures, and that by creating stories to remember information, we can increase our memory capacity. Fo also explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as rhymes and acronyms, to help us remember information more easily. By using stories and mnemonic devices, we can create a powerful tool for remembering information that will last a lifetime. Fo also explains how to use memory palaces, or mental maps, to store information. Memory palaces are a way of organizing information into a visual representation that can be easily recalled. By creating a mental map of a place, such as a house or a city, we can store information in a way that is easy to remember. Fo explains how to use memory palaces to remember information more effectively, and how to use them to create stories that will help us remember information for a longer period of time. Memory is a form of storytelling, and Fo explains how to use stories to remember information more effectively. By using stories, mnemonic devices, and memory palaces, we can create a powerful tool for remembering information that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 5. Memory is a form of creativity, and Fo explains how to use creative techniques to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by using techniques such as visualization, association, and mnemonics, we can create vivid mental images that will help us to remember information more easily. Fo also explains how to use the power of imagination to create stories and images that will help us to remember facts and figures. He argues that by using these techniques, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more effectively. Fo also explains how to use memory techniques to improve our ability to recall information. He suggests that by using techniques such as chunking, clustering, and repetition, we can break down information into smaller, more manageable pieces that are easier to remember. He also explains how to use the power of association to link information together in a way that makes it easier to recall. By using these techniques, Fo argues that we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more effectively. Ultimately, Fo argues that memory is a form of creativity, and that by using creative techniques, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by using techniques such as visualization, association, and mnemonics, we can create vivid mental images that will help us to remember information more easily. He also explains how to use the power of imagination to create stories and images that will help us to remember facts and figures. By using these techniques, Fo argues that we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more effectively. Main idea number 6. Memory is a form of play, and Fo explains how to use games and puzzles to remember information more effectively. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information. Fo explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information. He also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more quickly and accurately. He also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more efficiently. Fo also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more quickly and accurately. He also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more efficiently. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively and with greater accuracy. For also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more quickly and accurately. He also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more efficiently. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively and with greater accuracy. For also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more quickly and accurately. He also explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more efficiently. He explains that the act of playing games and puzzles can help to create a mental landscape that can be used to store and recall information more effectively and with greater accuracy. Main idea number 7. Memory is a form of art, and 4 explains how to use visual techniques to remember information more effectively. He explains that the human brain is capable of forming vivid mental images, and that these images can be used to store and recall information. 4 suggests that by creating vivid mental images of the information to be remembered, it can be stored in the brain in a way that is easier to recall. He also explains that by associating the information with a physical location, it can be easier to remember. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you can imagine them in a specific order in a room or house. This technique can be used to remember anything from a list of items to a complex set of facts. For also explains that by using mnemonic devices, it is possible to remember information more easily. Mnemonic devices are techniques that use associations between words or ideas to help remember information. For example, the phrase, "Every good boy does fine," can be used to remember the notes on the lines of a treble clef in music. By using these techniques, it is possible to remember information more effectively and efficiently. Memory is an art form, and 4 explains how to use visual techniques to remember information more effectively. By creating vivid mental images, associating information with physical locations, and using mnemonic devices, it is possible to remember information more easily and accurately. Memory is a skill that can be developed and improved with practice, and 4's book provides an excellent guide to mastering the art of memory. Main idea number 8. Memory is a form of exercise, and 4 explains how to use physical activities to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by associating physical activities with the information you want to remember, you can create a more vivid and memorable experience. For example, if you want to remember a list of items, you can assign each item a specific movement, such as jumping, clapping, or spinning. Then, when you want to recall the list, you can perform the movements in the same order as the items on the list. This technique helps to create a stronger connection between the physical activity and the information, making it easier to remember. 4 also explains how to use visualization to remember information. He suggests that by creating a vivid mental image of the information you want to remember, you can create a stronger connection between the physical activity and the information. For example, if you want to remember a list of items, you can create a mental image of each item and associate it with a specific movement. Then, when you want to recall the list, you can perform the movements in the same order as the items on the list. This technique helps to create a stronger connection between the physical activity and the information, making it easier to remember. Main idea number 9. Memory is a form of meditation, and 4 explains how to use mindfulness techniques to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by focusing on the present moment and being aware of the details of the information you are trying to remember, you can create a vivid mental image that will help you recall it later. He also recommends using visualization techniques to create a mental map of the information, which can help you remember it more easily. Additionally, Fur suggests that by taking the time to practice and focus on the information, you can create a deeper connection with it, which will help you remember it more easily. Fur also explains that by taking the time to practice and focus on the information, you can create a deeper connection with it. This connection can help you remember the information more easily, as it will be more meaningful to you. Additionally, Fur suggests that by using mindfulness techniques, such as focusing on the present moment and being aware of the details of the information, you can create a vivid mental image that will help you recall it later. Finally, he recommends using visualization techniques to create a mental map of the information, which can help you remember it more easily. Main idea number 10. Memory is a powerful tool for self-expression. It allows us to capture and store our experiences, and to recall them in vivid detail. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Fur explains how to use personal stories to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by creating vivid, imaginative stories that link facts and ideas together, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to recall information more easily. Fur explains that the key to creating effective stories is to make them as vivid and imaginative as possible. He suggests that we use our own experiences and memories to create stories that are unique to us. By doing this, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more easily. Fur also explains that the more we practice creating stories, the better we will become at it. He suggests that we practice creating stories for different types of information, such as facts, dates, and names. By doing this, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to remember information more easily. Memory is a powerful tool for self-expression, and Fur's book provides an excellent guide to using personal stories to remember information more effectively. By creating vivid, imaginative stories that link facts and ideas together, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us to recall information more easily. Main idea number 11. Memory is a form of communication, and Fur explains how to use conversations to remember information more effectively. He suggests that when we talk about something, we are essentially creating a story that we can remember more easily. He also explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a mental image of it, which helps us to remember it better. Additionally, Fur explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a connection between the information and our own experiences, which helps us to remember it more easily. Finally, Fur explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a sense of familiarity with the information, which helps us to remember it more easily. Fur also explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a sense of ownership over the information, which helps us to remember it more easily. He suggests that when we talk about something, we are essentially creating a narrative that we can remember more easily. Additionally, Fur explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a sense of context, which helps us to remember it more easily. Finally, Fur explains that when we talk about something, we are creating a sense of urgency, which helps us to remember it more quickly. Main idea number 12. Memory is a form of collaboration between the individual and the environment. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Fur explains how to use group activities to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by engaging in activities such as mnemonics, memory palaces, and other memory techniques, we can create a collaborative environment that helps us to remember more effectively. By working together, we can create a shared memory that is more powerful than any individual's memory. Fur also explains how to use memory techniques to remember information more quickly and accurately. He suggests that by using mnemonics, memory palaces, and other memory techniques, we can create a mental map of the information that we need to remember. This mental map can then be used to quickly recall the information when needed. By creating a collaborative environment, we can also share our memories with others, allowing us to remember more effectively. Memory is a form of collaboration between the individual and the environment. By engaging in activities such as mnemonics, memory palaces, and other memory techniques, we can create a collaborative environment that helps us to remember more effectively. By working together, we can create a shared memory that is more powerful than any individual's memory. Memory is a powerful tool that can be used to remember information more quickly and accurately, and by working together, we can create a powerful collaborative memory. Main idea number 13. Memory is a form of exploration, and 4 explains how to use travel and exploration to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by associating memories with physical locations, it is easier to recall them. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you can imagine yourself walking through a familiar place and placing each item in a different location. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can mentally walk through the place and remember each item. For also suggests that by exploring unfamiliar places, it is easier to remember the details of the experience. He explains that by engaging all of your senses in the exploration, it is easier to recall the experience later. For also explains that memory is a form of creativity. He suggests that by using imagination and creativity, it is easier to remember information. He explains that by creating stories or images to associate with memories, it is easier to recall them later. He also suggests that by using mnemonic devices, such as rhymes or acronyms, it is easier to remember information. Overall, Four explains that memory is a form of exploration and that by using travel and exploration, it is easier to remember information. He suggests that by associating memories with physical locations, creating stories or images, and using mnemonic devices, it is easier to recall information. Main idea number 14. Memory is a powerful tool for problem solving. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Ford explains how to use logic and reasoning to remember information more effectively. He explains that memory is not just about memorizing facts and figures, but rather about understanding the underlying patterns and connections between them. By understanding the patterns and connections, we can use our memories to solve problems more quickly and accurately. Ford explains that the key to effective problem solving with memory is to create vivid mental images and stories that link the facts and figures together. He suggests using mnemonic devices such as acronyms, rhymes, and visualizations to help create these vivid mental images. By creating these vivid mental images, we can more easily recall the information when we need it. Ford also explains that the more we practice using our memories to solve problems, the better we become at it. He suggests that we practice using our memories to solve problems in our everyday lives, such as remembering where we put our keys or what we need to pick up at the store. By doing this, we can strengthen our memories and become better problem solvers. Memory is a powerful tool for problem solving, and Ford's book provides an excellent guide to using our memories more effectively. By understanding the patterns and connections between facts and figures, creating vivid mental images, and practicing using our memories to solve problems, we can become better problem solvers and more effective learners. Main idea number 15. Memory is a form of organization, and Four explains how to use categorization and organization to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by breaking down information into smaller chunks and organizing it into categories, it is easier to remember. He also explains how to use mnemonic devices such as rhymes, acronyms, and visual imagery to help store information in the brain. Ford also explains how to use the method of loci, which involves associating information with a physical location, to help remember information. Finally, he explains how to use the method of chunking, which involves breaking down information into smaller, more manageable pieces, to help remember information. Ford also explains how to use spaced repetition, which involves revisiting information at regular intervals, to help commit information to memory. He explains how to use the method of interleaving, which involves mixing up different types of information, to help remember information more effectively. He also explains how to use the method of elaboration, which involves adding more detail to information, to help remember it more easily. Finally, he explains how to use the method of testing, which involves testing yourself on the information, to help commit it to memory. Main idea number 16. Memory is a form of analysis. It is the process of breaking down information into smaller, more manageable chunks, and then organizing and connecting those chunks in meaningful ways. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Ford explains how to use analysis and synthesis to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by breaking down information into smaller pieces, and then connecting those pieces together in meaningful ways, it is possible to create a mental map of the information that can be easily recalled. He also explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as rhymes and stories, to help store and recall information. By using these techniques, Ford argues that anyone can become a memory master. Ford also explains how to use visualization to remember information. He suggests that by creating vivid mental images of the information, it is easier to recall it later. He also explains how to use physical objects, such as a deck of cards, to help remember information. By associating each card with a piece of information, it is possible to create a mental map of the information that can be easily recalled. Finally, Ford explains how to use repetition to help remember information. By repeating the information over and over again, it is possible to create a strong memory of the information that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 17. Memory is a form of synthesis, and Ford explains how to use synthesis and integration to remember information more effectively. Synthesis is the process of combining different elements into a unified whole. Integration is the process of combining different elements into a unified system. Ford explains that the key to effective memory is to use both synthesis and integration. He suggests that we use synthesis to create a mental image of the information we want to remember, and then use integration to link that image to other related information. This allows us to remember more information in a shorter amount of time. Ford also explains that the more vivid and detailed the mental image, the easier it is to remember. He suggests that we use our imagination to create vivid images that will help us remember the information more effectively. Ford also explains that the more we practice using synthesis and integration, the better our memories will become. He suggests that we practice using these techniques on a regular basis, and that we use them to remember information that is important to us. He also suggests that we use these techniques to remember information that we find interesting or enjoyable. By doing this, we can create a strong foundation for our memories and make it easier to remember information in the future. Main idea number 18. Memory is a form of intuition, and Ford explains how to use intuition and insight to remember information more effectively. He argues that memory is not just a matter of rote memorization, but rather a creative process that involves making connections between ideas and experiences. He suggests that by understanding the principles of memory, we can use our intuition to remember more effectively. He explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as visualizing images and stories, to help us remember information. He also explains how to use memory palaces, which are mental maps of places that can be used to store information. Finally, he explains how to use the power of repetition to help us remember information more easily. Ford also explains how to use our intuition to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by understanding the principles of memory, we can use our intuition to remember more effectively. He explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as visualizing images and stories, to help us remember information. He also explains how to use memory palaces, which are mental maps of places that can be used to store information. Finally, he explains how to use the power of repetition to help us remember information more easily. Ford also explains how to use our intuition to make connections between ideas and experiences. He suggests that by understanding the principles of memory, we can use our intuition to make connections between ideas and experiences. He explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as visualizing images and stories, to help us make connections between ideas and experiences. He also explains how to use memory palaces, which are mental maps of places that can be used to store information. Finally, he explains how to use the power of repetition to help us make connections between ideas and experiences. Main idea number 19. Memory is a form of imagination, and 4 explains how to use imagination and visualization to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by creating vivid mental images of the information we want to remember, we can store it in our minds more easily. For example, if you want to remember a list of items, you can imagine a vivid scene in which each item is represented. This technique of creating mental images to remember information is known as the memory palace technique, and it has been used for centuries by memory champions. Four also explains how to use the power of association to remember information. By associating the information with something that is already familiar to us, we can create a stronger connection in our minds and make it easier to recall. For example, if you want to remember a list of words, you can associate each word with a person or object that you already know. This technique of associating information with something familiar is known as the PEG system, and it can be used to remember anything from lists of words to complex concepts. Memory is a form of imagination, and 4 explains how to use imagination and visualization to remember information more effectively. By creating vivid mental images and associating information with something familiar, we can store it in our minds more easily and recall it when needed. With practice and dedication, anyone can become a master of memory. Main idea number 20. Memory is a form of connection. It is the ability to link one thing to another, to make associations between seemingly unrelated ideas, and to draw on past experiences to inform our present decisions. In his book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, Joshua Ford explains how to use relationships and connections to remember information more effectively. He suggests that by creating vivid mental images and associating them with the information we want to remember, we can create a powerful memory system that will help us recall information more easily. He also explains how to use mnemonic devices, such as rhymes and acronyms, to help us remember facts and figures. By understanding the power of connections, we can use our memories to our advantage and become better learners. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.